Let's begin our service at this time. I really appreciate all of you being here with us this morning, first day of the new year. We thank God so much for bringing us to this point in time, don't we? We always begin our service with the 100th Psalm. And if you don't know it, there should be a Bible next to you there in the pew in front of you where you can turn to the 100th Psalm. And we're going to just say it, and not just say it, but we're going to pronounce it over this service today. Would you say it with me right now? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise be unto our God. He is so wonderful to us. I hope that you had a wonderful Christmas, and I hope that you're anticipating a great new year. I believe if your hope and your faith and your trust is in the Lord, you'll experience exactly that. We have a lot to pray about. There have been a lot of needs. A lot of folks have been sick during the holiday seasons and even leading up to that. And some special prayer requests have been given in over the past several weeks. And we want to continue to pray about those individuals. But if there's one name that you'd like to call over this morning, or something you would, someone that you would like to share with us as a prayer request, let's hear about it right now. Anyone? Amen. Let's do Remember Clive this morning. I know he's a man of God. He's a man who trusts the Lord. And let's just lift him up together this morning. He'd love to be in church himself. He's that kind of man. So pray especially for him. We thank the Lord that Jan is able to be with us this morning. She's had a battle over the last month, and we just thank the Lord that she's able to be with us this morning. Lift her up as you pray this morning. I know she desires your prayers. Anyone else?
Miss Alma Wells.
Let's remember.
Jean called me this morning and said that Roy's sister Alice, a son, fell out of the bath. He was getting out of the bathtub, fell and hit his head, and he died before he got to the hospital. So when they went and told his mom, she had a heart attack. She's in the hospital, and remember all of them in prayer. And she was, and remember her, because she wasn't able to come this morning.
Man, this
he's
is
only years old.
Terrible tragedy in this life, and we don't know why things like this happen, but I do know that they desire your prayers, and the Lord is able to turn something good out of this very terrible situation. So let's lift them up this morning, the entire family. Anyone else?
Continue to pray for Garner. He called me this morning, and you'll find out next week when he sees the doctor whether they'll have to take off his toe from the infection.
Someone have a praise testimony.
Rainy, I would just like to thank the church for my flowers over me while I was praying.
Amen. Thank you, Janet. Anyone else? Something to praise the Lord for or a prayer request?
I praise the Lord that Charlie and Andrea have decided that it's done.
That's a pretty high recommendation, Andrew, coming from the mother. Well, we are really excited for Andrea and Charles, and we just pray for them that everything will come together. Someone else, praise testimony or prayer request.
My mom and dad are doing great, and we're just continuing to pray for goodness.
Amen. Anyone else?
Truly, I'd like to say I love and appreciate the way the Lord was. Blesses over me. I can never thank him and praise him enough. Many times he's heard and answered my prayer. Many times he's touched the knee of my body. I'm so glad that I am able to be in his house this morning. Pray for me that I'll stand true to the end. There's nothing to turn back for.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you stand with me? Let's just all pray and ask the Lord to bless us in this service today. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We appreciate your blessings. We appreciate you being with us today and this service and all that you've prepared for us for this upcoming year. We pray, Father, that you just help us to open our spiritual eyes, that we will see all the wonderful things that you prepared for us, the way that you would have us to go, the things that you would have us to say and do. I pray now, Father, that you just bless and anoint this service today. Help us, Lord, to just worship you from the very depths of our heart, to enjoy your Spirit as he comes and as he ministers to us today, that we will just bask in your love and your grace and your mercy. Now, Lord, touch on behalf of each one of these needs that were named over. Every one of these individuals, I pray, Father, that you be with them right where they are. Let them feel your healing power over their entire lives. Father, make them whole to the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I pray, Father, that you give these individuals a testimony of your healing power. Father in heaven, bless as we sing and testify and read your word today. We ask that you just anoint us, Holy Spirit, and let us, Father, be exactly what you'd have us to be. Change our lives to be that which you have created us to be. And help us, Lord, to enter into your peace and into your joy. For it's in the name of Jesus we ask these things. Amen. You may be seated.